This is Erica Glessing. You are joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, the podcast. And what I'm working on right now is a series on different parts of the body and what kinds of things we can do to heal different places. And I'm right now kind of tapping into the body of work from Louise Hay. I was very blessed during my lifetime to actually make friends with her sons a long time ago. So that's pretty interesting. And I wanted to start with different places in our body where we hold different things. This is a little bit different from chakra clearing, which we've done a lot of on the show. You can look at earlier episodes for different clearings on our chakras, which are also tied to body parts. But so I'm actually going to start with feet. I'm going to work on feet today. So when we clear energy from our feet, when I even think about our feet, I think about where our bodies meet the earth. So this is kind of a sacred space. We tend to walk on them, which means we put a lot of weight on them. So our feet have a big responsibility to carry us. For women, often our shoe choices are driven by fashion. One of my kind of dear friends broke her foot recently, and we looked at the energy of that. And I was actually pretty close friends with her, so I put my hands kind of, you know, near her feet, or I think maybe, I can't remember if I touched them or not, but I asked her feet what was going on. And the information that I received was she was wearing shoes that they just hated. And they told her that they hated them before. They're very pretty shoes and not very supportive. And so when she broke her foot, it was actually just one of those things where you just take a step and your footing goes wrong and your foot turns. It wasn't like skiing or hockey or bicycling or falling off a cliff or something, you know, exciting. It was just like walking and she turned it and twisted it and it actually broke her foot. And I was remembering back to one time when I was in corporate and I had on these low heels. They weren't really high heels. And I stepped off a curb, same thing. And it was my feet and my ankles just telling me to treat them differently. So you can get a lot of information from your feet. Okay. So what I got when I tapped into the body work from Louise Hay was that foot problems could tie to fear of the future and not stepping forward in life. Oh my gosh, right? Fear of the future. I mean, how many of us don't harbor fear of the future, right? It's so hard to clear that because it's not real. It's, the future's not real. The only thing that's real is right now. Real, your power is in this moment, the power of now. The future doesn't exist. So any future reality that you've been worried about or thinking about is not actually real. So you can't change it or fix it or do anything to it. However, you can plan for it and you can change it by your present actions. So let's just look at that energy of the feet, fear of not stepping forward. What can we do to clear fear of not stepping forward? So what I see is a lot of ties and binds that keep us interacting with the same people in the same ways. So as we cut some of those cords, and I think one of my favorite shows had to do with clearing, cutting cords from negative people. So you can look for that in the database of shows. So as we clear the cords, we can start stepping up bigger into our future. One of my mentors, Toby Alexander, he describes this time on the planet as a Hail Mary as we step up into consciousness, that it's really time to step up into consciousness and the planet needs it so badly from us. So the carrot or the reward for clearing the pain that's in your feet or the fear of moving forward or the fear of taking big steps, I really am getting a resonance for me on fear of taking big steps, like because I have children, I think sometimes I don't want to change too fast or I don't want to disrupt the apple cart too much, right? Or say no when everyone expects me to say yes, or do this when everyone expects me to, right? There's so many expectations that get kind of woven into your day-to-day behavior, you can actually get to where you don't even feel like expressing yourself anymore. So just in this moment, go ahead and look at your feet and just ask your feet, if you can, if they have any messages for you. And just see if you can listen to any messages from your feet. And mine just told me to go get a massage. And it is getting close to my birthday, so maybe I'll do that. So today, listen to your feet. That is your podcast from Energy Clearing for Life Force. And I'm your host, Erica Glessing. And you can reach me at energyclearingforlifeforce@gmail.com. And I do have private clearing sessions where we can work on these things completely tuned into you. You can have a recording from these sessions, and you can sign up at energyclearingforlifeforce.com/products. Thanks again so much, and have a most wonderful day.